Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Brought to you today by ConstellationNetwork.io, powering the future of digital finance. Join them for HiDef 2024, where the Constellation community comes together for innovation, insights, and forward-thinking discussions. Let's get started. Today is September 22nd, 2024. And we've got a lot of exciting news coming your way. First off, let's get a quick market update. Bitcoin is currently valued at $62,729. Ethereum is at $2,572.84. And Solana at $143.41. Now, let's get into the news. According to Bitcoin News, blockchain-powered predictions market Polymarket is indicating that Vice President Kamala Harris is slightly leading over Donald Trump in the upcoming election. Blockchain technology is certainly making its mark. In other news, Bitcoin miners are cashing in on fractal Bitcoin mining, a blockchain network capturing a significant portion of Bitcoin's hash rate. The Federal Reserve's recent rate cut is causing some concern, with some analysts predicting potential financial disaster. But in brighter news, MicroStrategy, a major player in the crypto market, continues to invest in Bitcoin. Nigeria is also making moves in the crypto world. Nigerian entrepreneur Buchi Okoro believes that recent regulatory moves by the country's SEC indicate support for cryptocurrencies. On the entertainment front, rapper Iggy Azalea is launching a cryptocurrency-powered online casino named Motherland. This exciting venture is set to kick off in November 2024. The Bank of Korea is advancing with its central bank digital currency, CBDC, initiatives, with a payment trial set to launch in supermarkets. A fintech veteran has also stated that the growth of the cryptocurrency market is not linked to the outcome of the US election. Travel booking platform Travala has integrated Solana into its system, offering users the opportunity to book flights and hotels using Solana-based tokens and earn rewards in the process. Lastly, the government of Bhutan is currently holding over $828 million in Bitcoin, as per data provided by Arkham Intelligence. That's a wrap for today's edition of Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Special thanks to ConstellationNetwork.io for supporting this broadcast. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.